Good morning, good people. It is 28th August 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Augustine, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. The readings are from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 17 to 25, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. Crucified Christ is not merely a sign, but the signature and salvation of God's wisdom. We all go by something. We follow a path that makes us feel good and happy. The first reading teaches us that we need to embark a journey that brings peace, joy, and love to our hearts. The guaranteed happiness comes by accepting without murmuring when we are exposed to pain and suffering. Finding Christ in all we go through is the wisdom of heart that brings peace and blessings. God is not a failure or a concept or an ideology. God is a person who participates in all our struggles. God is neither an obstacle nor a spectacle to human minds. Presence of God is not captured with the antenna of emotions, but the awareness and acceptance of our minds. Quote, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Unquote. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. God's timing is the perfect, even it seems illogical and unreasonable. God does not play by human rules and trajectories. God is always right, even if it looks like God fails to light up the world and minds. The paradox displayed on the cross is sensed by those who have faith and love for God. The responsorial psalm praises, "The Lord fills the earth with His love." Psalm 33 verse 5. The gospel explains the second coming of our Lord might be unpredictable by human minds, yet our encounter with Him is unavoidable. We cannot bask our living in the goodness of the other. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Matthew chapter 25 verse 13. God's salvation is for all through God's only Son, Jesus. But the question is, do we all qualify for it? Being aware of God's presence every moment of our lives and living the present as a gratuitous gift from God allows us to experience the salvation God offers. Whatever the time the bridegroom comes, let us be prepared in faith and charity. May you have a good day. God bless you.